Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, it's John Day. Welcome to John Day's Gym. How are you today? Hope the day has gone well. I just pray as we go into our day of Christmas, which happens to be next Sunday. Yeah, 7 days already. And pray that all of you have a very Merry Christmas. Today I'm going to read from Ecclesiastes, chapter 13. How many of you have heard this? Everything has its time is the title of the section here. I've titled the episode "The Time for Everything." Chapter 3 of Ecclesiastes. Well, everything is there at the season, and the time for every matter under heaven. The time to born, be born, the time to die, the down and the time to build up, the time to weep, the time to laugh, the time to mourn, and the time to dance, the time to throw away stones, and the time to gather stones together, the time to embrace, the time to refrain from embracing, the time to keep, and the time to leave, the time to keep, and the time to throw away, the time to hear, and the time to sow, sound, and the time to speak, the time to love, and the time to hate, the time to war, and the time to peace. All I just pray that I can bless this word. Pray the word speak to somebody in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, reading these 8 verses, there's a lot still here. Look at them. Verse 2, the time to be born, the time to die. When somebody dies, somebody else is born. When a person dies, a little baby is born. The time to plant. I worked on a farm for a couple of years. And I remember the time we planted. We planted in the spring. And by the fall, it was kind of taking out whatever the harvest was. Also, we can think of all the things that have died, all the plants that, all the old trees that have died, we take them out. But we replace them with a new tree, a small tree. Think of my old buildings. There's been a lot of construction, and some of the old buildings have to be torn down because they're all worn, falling apart. But we've got new buildings coming up, new places coming up, new establishments coming up. The time to leave. With this COVID, many people have lost loved ones. And the time to mourn also, many people have lost loved ones. So we mourn over those who we lost. And there's come a time when, it's time to move on. There's time to laugh, time to dance. Verse, morning lasts for a night, but joy comes into the morning. Oh, it's all time to throw away stones. We throw away the old. Stones don't mean, literally have to mean, literal stones can be the stones of rejection, stones of old habits. You throw those away and you gather new ones. You gather new habits, giving up old friends and getting a new one. It's common in the LGBT community. And you have a family, family, many have been rejected by their own families because of who they are, but then they have a family of their own, people who are like-minded, people who embrace them, people who accept them for who they are. The time and the place, time and the place and the place. time to speak. I use the holiday season time of reflection, a time of seeking, first of all, thanking God for bringing me this far, and also seeking for his guidance and his direction. And at the same time, they have to give up something. I may have to lose something. If God has something better. Sometimes giving up something may seem painful, but I'm often reminded that God has always given us good things. Reminded me of scripture, if the child is hungry, if a child wants fish, would he give and the father gives from a serpent? Go away. Just a few days ago, I went slipping through my old clothes, some of the clothes I had. Not a lot of them were old, I had too much. So it kind of shift, see where I wanted to give away something scattered. And it was a time to give away something. Just had too much stuff that I didn't really want to do it. I just didn't have any further need for it. But somebody else is a need out there. Someone I pray that someone will wear and enjoy what they have received. The time to share and time to fill. Things get apart, but then sew them together. I know a little bit about sewing. Not a great sewer, but I know how to put a button on. You tear a thing and you sew it. At the end, you have to use discretion. There are times that you should be silent. Sometimes you listen to a person as they go through their struggle. Talking to maybe a person sharing their struggle. There's a time when, you sound because you won't get into needless arguments. It doesn't get anybody anywhere. It's not good for the other person. It doesn't edify anyone at all. And there's a time to speak. No, there's wrongdoing, there's a time to speak. There's a time we should speak up. If you see somebody being treated wrongly, there's a time you should speak up. A time to love. When it's still necessary, a time to hate. I kind of look at it as hating some of the evil men and women have done to others. I think about that type of hate. I don't actually hate any. I don't hate a person. I just hate some of the evil things that they do. Now you look at Jesus' ministry. He disliked the things that the religious leaders were doing. He didn't hate them. He didn't hate them. He just hated some of the deeds that they were doing. And I think about what he said on the cross as he was dying. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. People who reviled them, people who had done everything to destroy him. And he's the thing that's right there. It's a time for war and a time for peace. Sadly, there are a lot of wars. We're all in need of it. And then there's a time for peace. So I pray for peace in this world. It's also a time when, I think one of the things about this particular season is everybody wants peace. Joy to the world. That's a favorite traditional song. Everybody desires peace. Peace unto all men. And you look at these verses in Ecclesiastes 3 is a lot there. And it kind of deals with daily life, what our lives are like. It deals with some of our desires, some of the things that we're going through, things that we may need to do, some of the things that are painful, but pain doesn't last all the time. You know, we go through our periods of mourning, but then again, there's going to be a time of joy. There's a time we can laugh again. There's a time we can laugh again. You know, Hosea, mourning doesn't last all the time. There's going to be time when you will be joyful again. A final thing is that during this time, I think about all those who were here at the beginning of the year and they're not here now. I personally know people who have lost loved ones recently. I know someone who lost their father, and I know someone else who lost their mother. And it's a difficult time for them. But one day joy will come to them. One day they'll see that it's just a time that they weep and they mourn. But there'll be a time again when they'll laugh and they'll have joy in their heart. And through this holiday season, you know, just remember all the good things that God has done. Keep in mind, one of the things that Jesus, one of the joyful things about this time of year is that you're anticipating something wonderful, especially in Christ's time. And that's where I believe our focus should be, on Jesus and why he came. And we can bravely sing glory to the world. And I pray this has helped someone, and I pray that someone was touched by this. And I'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas to all of you. All of you celebrate Hanukkah, wish you happy Hanukkah also. It's this week, the beginning of the year of Hanukkah. And I'd like to thank you, and God bless you. Amen.